Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever lost a loved one? Had to cope with handling their affairs? Found yourself on a fact-finding mission not knowing where to begin? Help your family by securing your important information in a safe, convenient, internet-based lockbox. Provide safe storage for bereavement details, policies and documents, and give clear direction if unable to speak for yourself. Visit www.virtuallastwishes.com or call 1-877-389-0099.
Is your hope fading fast? Do you feel like it is gone? Failing hope can be awakened, and you have the key. In Linda C. Newberry's book, Say What? What You Say Is Your Future, she outlines not only the whys of biblical confession, but she gives you a modern-day affirmation that changed her life, and with use will change yours too. Available in paperback and Kindle on Amazon.com and on her website at www.lindacnewberry.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Have a great guest that's coming up for you guys today. Jay King is back with us. You might remember I spoke with him last year as we were talking about the groups of Club Nouveau and their history and the great music they've been able to create. As you know, there's a brand new single that's out right now, That Ain't Love. You guys are going to be hearing that here in a moment. But we're going to talk to Jay not only about the upcoming release. They had a mini release that was actually earlier this month. We're going to talk to him not only about the upcoming release of the album, but also what he hopes you all are able to take away from this new project called Consciousness. Here it is from the project Consciousness, the single That Ain't Love. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Conversations Live.
This is a song about love.
Yeah.
But it's not a good love. Not a real love.
Oh,
and if your love sounds like this, then that ain't love.
When I work, putting hard days, that's how I keep these bills paid. At my crib, things go my way. Don't give a damn about what your girlfriend say. When I come home, ain't no way in. Should have my dinner on my plate and clear the table when my meal is done. And break me off, girl, when I want some.
Girlfriend, don't let him
emotionalize
that. Don't let him love. You pay your own bills, got your own car, got your own grip, you got it like that.
Let him love.
He can cook and serve his own damn meal. If you don't, some other trick will.
In my house, that's how it's gotta be. Knew I was thuggin' when you met me. So you know that I don't play around.
Well, I know that.
Girl, don't make me put my Mac hand down.
You better step back.
If you want me to be real with you,
yeah, real.
You better do the things I tell you to. So don't be trippin', just respect
you
me.
Gotta, I'm
'cause
respect.
In my house, that's how it's gotta be.
Girlfriend.
Listen here, ain't no talk back. Ain't got no time for no tit for tat. Girl, you know I'm where your place is at. So you better recognize that. See, I'm a player from the old school. And in my house, it's just the same old rule. So don't be tripping, just respect me. 'Cause in my house, that's how it's got to be. You love me, baby.
I'm not afraid to
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Have a real treat for you guys as we're beginning the week. Jay King is with us today. If you might remember, we had a conversation with him last year when he announced, of course, the new album, Consciousness, that was coming from the group Club Nouveau. He's here to talk to us not only about the recent album release, but also what it's been like for him to hear the feedback from the single That Ain't Love, the single you guys just heard here. Jay, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Cyrus. I'm happy to be here again.
Well, look, we're glad to have you back. You know, you guys had the release earlier this month. You know, one of the things that I think is so great, and I should say not just here on our radio station here, but also I've heard it on other stations here in Mississippi and other people around the world talking about the single That Ain't Love. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are connecting with that message?
Well, I think, you know, it's uplifting for us and encouraging for us as a group that people would be interested in us after all these years. You know, we've been in the music business for 28 years.
Yeah.
We haven't had a new album out since 1995, even though we've released, you know, some collections and some greatest hits where we've put a couple of new songs, but we've never went after a single like we are this one, where we are actually promoting and marketing it to radio. So, you know, we're on the Billboard charts, we're on the media-based charts, and, you know, it's cool, and it's humbling.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, as you said, you know, you guys are definitely no stranger to creating great music. You know, many of our listeners know you guys for such songs as Situation Number 9, you know, Why You Treat Me So Bad, and of course, Lean On Me. But one thing that has always been true about Club Nouveau, and I think it's true about this album, Consciousness, as well, Jay, and that is the fact that you guys really speak to the heart. You guys do that with a message, and even though it is great music to listen to, you kind of leave it with something. You definitely get that with the single that's playing now, That Ain't Love, the song that is really, I think, making such an impact. Do you think that has been one of the reasons why you guys can, you know, be gone for so long and then come back and still be well-received?
Well, I think, you know, anytime any artist is really honest with their music, it's going to show through and people are going to feel it. Unfortunately, you know, music wasn't always what the music business was about. It wasn't about how good the music was. It wasn't about, you know, how real the lyric was. It was just about the tune, the beat, the rhythm. And it, you know, I think music went through the same type of transformation as it did with the disco era, where, you know, a lot of great albums, a lot of great artists, and a lot of great songs were lost in that era. The same thing would have happened to us had we released a record during the tune era. I just felt like, you know, our music wasn't what the music business wanted or what people wanted to listen to. And, you know, I think now people want to hear music. They want to hear real lyrics. They want to hear something with substance.
Right.
You know, I always conjugate the tune era to auto-tuner and just, you know, really catchy, you know, beat and melodies. And so they're like hamburgers. They're good when they're hot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we come from songs and melodies and stories and truth, and that's like a steak. And you can have a steak anytime. It's just you can actually let it sit in the freezer and pull it out, thaw it out, and heat it up, and it's really, really good, probably better than when you first cooked it. And that's
right.
What you. That's why Aretha Franklin and Marvin Gaye and, you know, Earth, Wind & Fire, people like that are, you know, legends. And
right.
Obviously we want to make music. We want to be honest in what we make and what we put into the marketplace. So I just feel like now the music business allowed it, that people are looking for it. So I think that's why we can come back, because we're really honest and true to ourselves.
And there have been some of the things that have changed along the way, Jay, you know, since the last album by Club Nouveau, is the way, of course, that people are able to get music. One of the great things I noticed when I was prepping for the segment with you is that even on Amazon.com, which is one of our partners here at Conversations Live, our listeners can actually go and purchase previous work by Club Nouveau, so it's not like having to lug out a record, being able to get it that way. You guys are really available electronically with just a couple of clicks. People can actually have music by you guys. Do you think that's been one of the great things that's happened with, especially the way that the music business is going? For one of the good things being that people are able to support your music and new generations are discovering you.
Absolutely. I think that's the power and independence even. We now, as independent musicians, we don't have to be with a major label, or we don't have to go through a major distribution chain in order to have our products for the masses.
Yeah.
Now, because of technology, you can listen to my record now, and I've done it before where I've had a guest on my show where I like the music, but while I'm talking to him, I buy it.
Yeah.
I did it with Chris Jasper with his gospel album.
Yeah.
And just recently with a new artist who came onto my music business show. So yes, absolutely. I think it has given creative people and musicians and songwriters and entrepreneurs that create the product, it has given them the opportunity to stand on their own two feet and market, promote, and advertise, and use technology in order to sell product and to reach and connect with their audiences.
Exactly. And again, as we always say here on this program, Jay, when used responsibly, the Internet can be an amazing thing, and I think that's one of the amazing parts of it. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Jay King. He's the group founder of Club Nouveau. We're talking to him not only about the recent release of this album, Consciousness, but also the single that is playing now for you guys, the single that's getting a lot of attention, That Ain't Love, a really important message, I think, that has to do with exactly what love is and what it isn't. And really, I think, Jay, one of the things about that particular single is that it really helps you to understand, that love should not hurt, that love is not, something that should cause you pain, but it is something that should be able to bring you together. Music is something that has definitely been able to bring the world together, and that, of course, leads us back to why Club Nouveau, I think, is so relevant today as well. For you personally, do you see it as, just another, I guess you would say just another validation for you as an artist, that people of different walks of life, of different ages, are able to really not only get past just, the beat, but also listen to what you have to say as an artist?
I don't know if it's a validation. I don't know what validation is. I just know that we just make music, and we just want to, what you hear from us is who we are. It's how we feel. It's how we live. We genuinely like each other. We're a family. Our spouses like each other. We travel together. We talk on the phone when we're not making music. It's not just about music. It's not for money. So the validation, I think, comes from us when we make real music, not looking for the hit, not worrying about whether people are going to like it or not, but just making it and saying, okay, we're done. We did it. And let's move on. By the way, the album isn't out yet. The album won't be out for another 2 weeks digitally, and then it'll be out via Walmart in Northern California, certain parts of Northern California, before we roll it out nationally. And we're just really experimenting with what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, because we are in a new world, because it's so technologically advanced. We want to make sure that we do everything that we can to connect with the masses. And we feel like because we have made real music, and music doesn't have a lifespan, that's why you can listen to Marvin Gaye's What's Going On album right now, and it still touches your soul. That's why you can hear, Billie Holiday's Strange Fruits, and it still touches your soul, because music doesn't really have a lifespan. So we're not concerned about how long the album is out once it's out, or whether people like it today or tomorrow. Marvin Gaye, Here, My Dear album was called a complete failure in 1978. In 2014, it's called one of the most brilliant albums ever made.
Yeah.
When you make art, you have to be willing to stand by the art you make, especially when it's based in honesty and truth.
I think that's the thing. And I think it's that truth, Jay, as you were saying, you know, that people are definitely picking up on why you all are able to do what you do. And, again, it goes to, you know, not only the deep relationship that all of you guys have, but also, you know, what comes across through the actual music. Again, everyone, Jay King has been our guest today. He is, of course, the group founder for Club Nouveau. We've been talking to him not only about the group's, you know, great roster of music, but also the new project that is coming, Consciousness, as well as the single that is out now, That Ain't Love. That is a single many of you have been hearing. It actually kicked off this program today. Jay, you guys are also, of course, taking advantage of being able to connect with your fans online. How can our listeners stay in contact with you?
Well, you can stay in contact with us by reaching us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheClubNouveau. That's TheClubNouveau. You can hit us on Twitter at TheClubNouveau. You can hit us on, if you want to email us, it's TheClubNouveau@gmail.com. And if you want to check out our website, which is being built now, but we do have something up there, it's www.clubnouveau.me.
All right, clubnouveau.me. And then, of course, everything else is just The Club Nouveau. Made it really easy for our listeners to be able to stay in contact with you. Jay, we're going to be finishing off this segment with the single Consciousness. But I want to thank you so much for the time. I know you all have been very busy. As I said to you before, we went live here. You know, the last time you and I spoke, you know, you were traveling. I know you're doing traveling now. So, you know, I know that means a lot, you know, for you to be able to go out there and meet your fans. And we as your fans are glad to be able to spend some time with you. So thanks again, and looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it. I always love being on your show. It's always a great show. And I got to be honest with you, Cyrus. A lot of these shows I don't like doing because the interviewer is not prepared, because the show is ran raggedy, because, journalism is a real profession. I do it, you do it, and I love when I'm talking to an interviewer that really knows how to interview an artist. So I want to thank you for that because it makes it, number one, it makes me want to stay longer, and number two, it makes me enjoy the interviewing process, which should be enjoyed by the artist. So I want to thank you for that, and I'll come anytime you ask me.
Well, look, I appreciate that. It's an honor for you to be able to say that. I really appreciate that. It says a lot about what we're trying to do here with the program, and I appreciate your validating that for us. So congratulations to you guys, and looking forward to you coming back, though, when the album officially releases.
Thank you so much, and we will be back.
All right, we'll definitely look forward to it. Again, everyone, Jay King of Club Nouveau. Make sure you guys are staying in contact with the group through social media at The Club Nouveau is where you guys can find them on Facebook and Twitter. And as he said, you can go ahead and bookmark the website, clubnouveau.me is where you guys can bookmark to be able to stay in contact with the upcoming project. Again, the new album is called Consciousness. The single that you guys heard here at the beginning of this segment is That Ain't Love. That is a single you're probably hearing all over the place. We're going to actually wrap up this segment with the single Consciousness, the lead single from the project. But before we do that, I want to say for those who came in late and missed part of the show, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. And we do you guys a favor. We will tag Club Nouveau on both of those places to make them easier for you guys to be able to find. For us, it's facebook.com/CyrusWeb and also twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and a great book. As I said, here is Club Nouveau with Consciousness. You guys make it a great one, and thank you so much for tuning in to Conversations Live.
Attention, attention. We are now under curfew. I repeat, we are now under curfew. Please step into your homes, or you will either be arrested or detained. Please step into your homes, or you will either be arrested or detained.
At the top of the news today, gas prices have increased to $10 a gallon. The housing market has crashed to zero value.
The unemployment rate is now 50%, and the dollar holds a value of 10 cents on the world market. In other news, teen pregnancy has helped the world's population spiral out of control, topping out at 12 billion people. The new world order is now in control of the United States of America, and Armageddon is causing panic around the world. In other news, gas and food prices, healthcare and housing have contributed to the unemployment rate being at an all-time high. As a result, poverty in the nation's homeless counts have also risen. All religious ties have been banned from schools, and God's name removed.
Are you aware? Are you just scared? Open up your mind, and it'll all come clear. No need to run.
You better not run.
Where you gonna hide?
You can't hide.
Knowledge and truth.
Up in his kitchen, new crack, cracking skulls, souls, and backs. 1% attacks and 99% like tax. Like-minded, but keep the masses blinded. Hide the truth so the masses can't find it. What's left of a tea party? Cause they think they right. Thus we fight for whatever we got left. Put that pride up all in my chest. Help me, Lord, deal with all the rest of this mess. May God bless us with consciousness. Yes, we pray for some consciousness. The cheapest price is to pay attention. I gotta mention.
At the top of the news today, blue skies are being reported around the world. Homelessness is a thing of the past, and unemployment offices are being shut down. It seems everyone is working. In other news, the murder rate is zero for the first time in the history of the world. Hunger no longer exists, and love is spreading across the land. It seems the world has changed, and everyone has been stricken with a serious case of consciousness.
Gotta have some consciousness.